So, hello everyone. This is Ava Mayella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just listened to Free by Florence and the Machine, which I weirdly never knew about. I love Florence and the Machine. I never knew that song until I binge watched Yellow Jackets, which is a Showtime show. Highly, highly recommend. And actually soon I'm going to be joined by two of the three other like binge watchers. We have watched probably 16 hours of television in the last like 5 days. So that's always really fun. But we also had a wedding, which was really exciting. My friend group decided to have like a little wedding. So the theme of this show is it's our like wedding mix, because Spotify always makes those random playlists with the songs that you like. And they're always like weirdly not at all what they should be. So yeah, that's pretty much all I'm gonna say for that. And hopefully they'll be here soon. But yeah, next up I'm gonna play Kill Bill by SZA. Hope everyone enjoys. Putting your mics on, they're on now. We just listened to Kill Bill by SZA, and do you guys want to introduce yourself?
Yes. I'm Sam.
And I'm Elsa.
Real. And they were just married, actually.
Happily.
Newlyweds.
Yeah, it was a really beautiful ceremony. Very like traditional.
Honeymoon was very fast.
We went to the honeymoon for Pride. World. Yeah.
The honeymoon was gay wrestling.
Yeah, gay wrestling.
I wasn't there.
Which is surprisingly, actually not surprisingly, because there's a community out of anything, but like there was a good community there.
Kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it was really cool. Anyways, next up, we're going to listen to Let's Get Married. Very on theme. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. just listen. Hey, baby, baby, I've been gone, I've been gone, I've been so far gone lately. And I know it's bad when we look out, but bad, bad people don't live in our house. So I'm gonna look good for you, honey. I'll get my stuff together, spend you all of my money, yeah. And I know it's hard enough to love me, but who could be the safe house singing, honey, let's get married.
So, hello everyone. I was just figuring out the tech, but that was Let's Get Married by The Bleachers, and it was beautiful, and Sam was already scrolling through all the little PSAs.
I gotta get a good one.
That'll be later, don't worry. But next up is gonna be Queen of Disaster, which I actually was reminded of from Pride Wrestling. Which, by the way, there was someone, Cheryl, who was a wrestler.
Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl. Sam and I really like Cheryl and, like, might be trying to figure out when she's going to be performing next. But, yeah, Cheryl did not perform this song, but it's really good. It's by Lana Del Rey, obviously.
Not Cheryl, but, you know,
not Cheryl. Enough. I wish, like, Cheryl cover. Yeah. All right, but I hope everyone enjoys. This is Queen of Disaster.
Shout out, Cheryl.
Sparkling just like an emerald, set my soul on fire and make me wild like the deep blue sea. What a boy ever made me feel beautiful when I'm in your arms, feel like I have it all. Is it your tattoos or golden grill that makes me feel this way? I'm spinning like a ballerina. See what's going on. I'm so far gone.
Was Queen of Disaster. Sam was just talking about his fear of circuses. So if anyone listening
is really
afraid of the circus in any way, to the point where people around them pick up anxiety during the performance.
You're just an empath. I mean, also to be clear, it's not the circuses. It's just what if they fall?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But I feel like
you might be manifesting that with your fear. See, this is why I can't go to circuses.
Yeah. Well, basically, at the Pride Wrestling, which I guess is also the theme of this, it's wedding and Pride Wrestling, there were a couple of circus acts. Actually, we should, I'll get all the info and do a real shout-out, but they're doing a Juneteenth,
tonight.
All-black circus. It's the only one in New England. It's super cool. If I wasn't actually exhausted from Starbucks, I would definitely be going. But I think the tickets are on a sliding scale from, $32 to $48. It's in somewhere in Boston, but they were very talented. Sam was just actually freaking out the entire time, and Elsa wasn't even there to console him at the honeymoon.
It's hard.
I was just concerned for their safety.
Yeah, it was really scary.
I'm just imagining you vibrating like a little chihuahua.
Genuinely, it was near that level.
Hurtful.
Honestly, the vibes were so interesting in general.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
anyways.
Speaking of interesting vibes, no. Next up is Love God by Sarah Kinsley, which is supposed to be one of the more lovey songs of the wedding mix. So there aren't a lot. We're all kind of sinister in our music choices.
Sinister.
Cynical.
Cynical. Maybe. Thank you. That's the word. This is why I need Elsa. oh my God. Actually, my Wi-Fi just went out, so we're going to be listening to The Night We Met. Because that's what's downloaded.
Really hoping you were and it's time to do karaoke.
Yes. All right. This is...
With Sam to kick us off.
I need a drink.
This is The Night We Met by Lord Huron. And it is a sad song for the wedding. Enjoy.
What the hell? love to ride along with you. I had all and then most of you, some and now none of you. Taking me back.
Elsa's like frantic grab for their
headphones. Whoa, whoa!
Not
I didn't realize you were gonna cut the song off.
But like, it's a lot of instrumental.
That's not
we have
on
a lot
me
to do. I have ADHD actually, and I need to skip songs. I actually always would do that. Like every time I was on Aux as a kid, I would skip in the middle of the song to the next one. It drove everyone insane.
I remember when someone was like. Like, a minute's, like, a good amount of time for a song. And everyone was like, yeah, yeah.
No.
And I was like, but what if...
What if it's, like, night shift and it gets really good at the last 30 seconds and
true.
We just have to sit for 4 minutes?
And just be sad.
Yeah.
Really let it soak.
Yeah, I heard this song the night... That was the night we met. I'll do my job. By Lord Huron. And is it Huron, do you think?
Huron.
Huron?
Huron? Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever. I heard it on TikTok and Elsa was next to me and we were so dead from pride and I just was like, oh my god, wait, like, this is my song, like I love this song. And Elsa was like, you are so insane. And like, true,
because it's a sad fucking song and usually when you're like, this is my song, it's like something like,
yeah, but this is my song, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Sam has an announcement for you guys, so about the info about the circus.
Oh, yeah, the New England Black Circus is performing tonight at the Mosesian Center for the Arts. I screwed that up. In Watertown. Show up. It's the tickets are a sliding scale, and it's 8 p.m. tonight.
Yes.
I will not be there because I'm afraid, but you all should be there.
Yes.
It will be amazing.
Bring Sam things up.
We were walking here, and Sam was like, I can't go for my physical health. And, like, I actually thought you meant, like, you're just tired, but it was like, no, like your mental, physical, body connection. You're like, I actually can't shake like a dog for
I'm
2 hours.
I'm just a little
tonight.
Stressed. They are professionals.
Yes.
Don't listen to me.
Okay. Anyways, talking about TikTok, not to like jump us back, but the next song is Say Yes to Heaven by Lana Del Rey, but it's the sped up version because everyone in my household has ADHD.
A fan favorite.
It's a fan favorite. And it was unreleased for like, literally forever, and all mm-hmm. of Lana's fans were like, please, please put this out. And she was like, I can't hear you, I don't care, I'm gonna go be with a cop. And then like Sam's head shake. And then like it blew up on TikTok and someone like sped it up and she finally put it out. So now you're all gonna listen to it. It's a really beautiful song about extreme codependency that can Sam's like, I like this song.
It does live rent free in my head.
No,
all
it's
the time.
So beautiful. All right, but I hope you guys enjoy. This is Say Yes to Heaven, but sped up by Lana Del Rey.
If you dance, I'll dance.
All right, so that was Say Yes to Heaven, but the sped up version by Lana Del Rey. We were talking about like what type of music we used to listen to, like if it was like nightcore or anything. And next up, we're listening to Tear in My Heart by 21 Pilots. So I think now is just the time to let it out and discuss what level of an emo kid were.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, Elsa was also like a YouTube kid, but like I was too. So like, yeah. I see you on that.
You know, I was a Green Day girly because I was different.
Me too.
Because I was different. Never mind.
But that's because you were
You were different in every other room but this one.
Yeah, wow.
No.
There could be 99 people in a room. And
sometimes at night, Sam will just send me. Well, actually, we both do this to each other. We'll send each other like the most like freaking crazy videos. And Sam sent me one that was just like a compilation of like, there could be 99 people in a room. You just need one.
And then last night, Ava sent me one of Gibby. With.
To She-Wolf. It's like there's a She-Wolf in the closet, but it was like Gibby when
I don't even know.
It was beautiful. It was I watched it a lot.
Like, I did too. I was cackling. I watched it like 4 times in a row.
Oh my God. Well, I like to do this thing where I'll be like, good night, guys. Like, I'm going to go to bed.
No,
and then
you
like send TikToks for like the next 3 hours.
Lies.
But then like if there's anything in the group chat that needs pressing like attention, I'm like, mm-mm. I'm asleep right now. Anyways, Tear in My Heart, 21 Pilots.
Oh.
I was reminded by this from my coworker at Starbucks who has like actually like good emo music taste, but emo music taste. So I've been listening to a lot of it. All right, hope you guys enjoy.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's a tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's a tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's a tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay. My taste in music is your face. And it takes a song to come around to show you how. Sleep in my car, I drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher. She's the tear in my heart. She's a carver. She's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
All right, so that was Tear My Heart by 21 Pilots, who we just learned, thank you Elsa, are a little problematic. So actually, sorry for, like, very problematic. So not happy about that, but we listened to the song, it happened. All right, and next up, we're gonna go into, like, the same cringy, fun vibe. And we're gonna do Rude by Magic. Thank you, Sam. Sam just showed me a photo of, oh my god,
Debbie Ryan.
Is Debbie Ryan the one, is it married? Is that what? Situation?
What? Wait.
Who is Debbie Ryan married to? Because I saw, like, this weird come into my house situation and they both were just so bizarre.
Debbie, oh my god, she's married to Josh Gunn.
No way.
I knew that.
Oh,
I think.
Didn't. I definitely did not.
I think I did. That feels right in my brain. That's canon.
Anyways, so speaking of Rude by Magic, let's discuss it, because I feel like this song, like, just brought something out in my little queer heart that I had no idea. Like, I was like, why am I singing this so enthusiastically? So I'm actually excited to hear it, even though it's not the best song. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I hope you guys enjoy. This is Rude by Magic.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Suffer love, my friend, but the answer is to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but no still means no.
Why you gotta be so rude?
right.
Do you want to say what the song was, Elsa?
That song was Rude, Much Like Me.
No!
By...
That was a call.
Magic.
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
Anyways.
Magic!
Take the stage.
Keep it together, Sam.
Hey, everyone. Serious. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be a dad.
Shout out to dads just doing nothing.
Shout out.
Shout take out, Dilfs.
Happy.
You did great.
Happy Father's
Day. That was your parenthood for the day.
Happy Father's Day. That's actually a kind of good segue into our next song that is so sad and scary. But I went to a Boy Genius concert yesterday, not to flex. And my dad, like, unironically loves Boy Genius now, like, maybe more than me, but probably not. And that's how I, like, you know, spent Father's Day. I, like, sent him a bunch of videos, and he was like, thanks, Bean. Like, that was great. And it was quite beautiful. Now I'm trying to get him to take our whole family to London to see them, and I don't think it's going to happen.
Wait, that's actually really sweet.
But there's, like, a 20% chance it will. So, anyways, next up is Bite the Hand. Yay! which is just a really light and breezy, easy song about love. For our wedding mix.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
I can't hear you. You're too far away. I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to.
You want me to.
All right. Sam, do you want to see what that song was?
No.
Wow. Well, that was... Maybe you're biting the hand.
Chomp, yeah. Chomp.
That was Bite the Hand by Boy Genius. Now I'm a little curious, like, out of the three of us, which Boy Genius cast member, like, or band member is, like, each person? Because I have Marin's opinions for the three of us, Sam.
What did Marin say?
Said that I'm Phoebe, which was shocking to me. I was like,
no, wait, I was going to say that.
Really? Yeah. I was really shocked. I was like, I thought Marin would, like, take that because, like, I know Marin loves Phoebe, but I was really... And then Marin was like, I'm Lucy, and then you're Julian.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, you know? Yeah. Like, I think that, like, Lucy is, like, just a really kind, like, bring it together person. And then Phoebe is, like, just mentally ill enough to understand Julian. And then Julian is, like, just vibing and having, like, a good time.
Yeah.
And also is, like, so sweet and, like, heartfelt. Like, you can tell when they're on stage. It's so beautiful. Like, their connection is really great.
I just saw a TikTok of them.
Yeah. But anyways, let's insert Elsa and make it the three of us now. So let's think. Because I think that I would shift Elsa to Phoebe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, Lucy is big on the mommy issues.
So.
Tell me I'm wrong.
And that box is checked.
And yeah. That's that on that.
Anyway, yeah. Good talk. Real. But also, Elsa has a good relationship with her dad for the most part, so it's hard to make it be that way.
It's hard.
Yeah, but I definitely, like, I think you stay Julian, so yeah. I would take Lucy. Yeah. I know, it was so interesting. Like, Lucy was, like, literally wearing a dress similar to mine, like, everything, and out of nowhere, Marin was just like, Phoebe, and I was like, I You're love like, that. Okay. Like, I was like, I'll take it. Like, sure. I'm in love with Phoebe Bridgers. All right, anyways, next up, we're gonna do one of Elsa's additions, which is Chapel of Love by the Dixie Cups. And I actually don't know what the song is.
Ava,
I don't know if I know the song either.
Get so excited.
Oh my god, I'm very excited. I hope you guys enjoy this one.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. We are really
Spring is here, the sky
They faded it out for me. That was nice. So that was... See, now I'm not even going to say all right anymore.
No!
I'm being bullied. I'm being bullied in my own studio.
People, it's because it's... Imitation is the greatest form
thank
of flattery.
You, thank
and you
so
know that I love it so much.
So next up is actually Gaslighter by the Chicks. So
I
we're just gonna
love this song.
Speaking of, no, I also absolutely love this song. Throwback to when I was in a relationship and throwback.
That's it. That's the
period.
Throwback. Gaslighter. Roll the tape.
Yeah, roll the tape. And I love this song during that relationship. Enjoy.
Anything to get your ass farther. Gaslighter, big timer, repeating all of the mistakes of your father.
We moved to California and we followed your dreams. I believed in the promises you made to me. Swore that night till death do us part, but you lied.
I just realized there's no show till 5 p.m. So, fun, exciting stuff. That was just Gaslighter by the Chicks. Next two songs are two songs that the first one was successful, and the second one I'm working on infiltrating the friends into being obsessed with. I listen to these YouTube videos all the time. It's almost like a ceremony now at least one of them.
Oh, my God.
So, the first one's gonna be Silver Springs. fun fact about me is I'm just, like, actually obsessed with this video. It just makes me go crazy. Stevie Nicks is a witch. It was witchcraft.
Ava's emotional support video.
It, like, genuinely is. This is the live version because, duh. I hope you guys enjoy.
Sing it, Stevie.
Yeah.
also, if you listen closely in the back at the end of that song, you can hear us screaming in the background.
Yeah, that was us.
Sobbing.
I think that song is actually perfect, no notes, except for the Give Me Just a Chance lyric. It's like, not to be toxic on air, but I just think that that level of vulnerability is a little scary in a song like that.
You like admit no weakness.
No, genuinely. Exactly. Like, why would you do that? Anyways, next up is the second song that I've been trying to get my friend group. Sam's like, I can't. I've been trying to get my friend group to be really into. I went and visited my sister because I was in a depressive episode. And so I was like, what if I left campus? And that entire weekend, all we did was listen to Glee, hint one. No further hints needed. And it, yep. But listen, hear me out. Obviously, I'm not like a Gleek. I don't think. I don't think.
That's what a Gleek would say.
No, obviously. Okay, well, Sam, like, literally won't watch Glee with me, and I think it's ruining our relationship.
I just have a personal vendetta against Lea Michele. I'm sorry.
No, you're right for that. Yeah. You should
the
write.
The education system just failed her, and I
cannot
bear to watch.
Like, write some, like, really bad reviews, but make sure to, like, voice them out so that she can, like, hear them.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, so I came back from that trip, and all my friends were also, like, different levels of winter depression. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, I felt like a prophet with a premonition. I was like, this song and my energy right now are gonna help drag us out of this. And then it didn't. I actually doubled down on the episode. But anyways,
this was actually the
that it was silly. Like, it was fine. You know, like the boy genius, like, once I took your medication, like, I was just experiencing that. Next is Somewhere Only We Know
by
the Glee cast. Yep. I love this song, obviously, but I think that this version really does something to me. I have cried multiple times to this YouTube video. This is vulnerable of me. Don't look at me like that. And I think it's beautiful. I hope you guys enjoy. This is Somewhere Only We Know, but it's Darren Criss.
I walked across an empty land. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand. I felt the earth beneath my feet. Sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. So tell me when you're gonna let me in. I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin. I came across a fallen tree. I felt the branches of it looking at me. I'm getting old and
All right. So that was Summer Only We Know, but the Glee version. I was just thinking during that song, I was like really surprised I cried at the Boy Genius concert, because like what else would you do?